Hello and welcome to HHU Radio. We've got loads of news and things to talk about in the next hour. Some of you might have heard it. Canada just legalized the devil's lettuce. And I want to hear your opinions. Do you think people can benefit from legalized cannabis? Or are you against drugs for recreational purpose? Call 555-1234 and let the world know what you think. Oh, and we got our first caller on line one. Caller, what's your opinion?
Hello there, my name is Laura Bennett. I've been a single mom for a year now. I live in Ontario with my daughter, who's about to turn 20 next month. I would really like to share my experience with cannabis because I think it is very important to know what an effect it can have and how people can suffer from it.
Thanks for calling, Laura. Please share your experience with us.
When the topic of legalization first came up, my daughter Caroline made fun of it. She was known for being the best in her high school class. She was beautiful, smart, and ambitious, but she was not very confident. Sometimes she acted differently when her friends were around, just to belong somewhere. After pot was legalized, they started smoking it. First, my daughter did not want to smoke, but they peer pressured her. At the beginning, it wasn't a big of a deal, because they did it once, maybe twice a month. I told her that I was not comfortable with all that, but she told me not to worry.
When was the point you realized that there's something wrong with your daughter, and what changed?
Weeks later, I started realizing that my daughter had changed. It seemed like she was not able to concentrate on anything anymore, especially school. Besides, she did not make any move to apply for college. Her grades also suffered from the consumption. Another thing I noticed was that her health was suffering. A couple of weeks ago, she started coughing, and it was getting worse every day. But she refused to go to the doctor. The worst thing that happened to me was 2 days ago when I caught her stealing money from my pocket. That was the moment when I realized that this is not my sweet little girl anymore.
Oh no, take a deep breath, Laura. I hope you and your daughter will cope, and she will get the help she needs. Thank you for calling, Laura. But let's hear some more. Hey there, on line two. What do you think?
Hey there, this is Caroline B.
Hey Caroline, tell us, what do you think about the legislation of cannabis?
I believe legalizing weed would lead to less crimes.
Interesting. Why would you think that?
Well, for example, dealers would stop having to find new ways to move the drugs into the country illegally and sell them at high prices. That means the government could actually profit from purchasing and selling drugs legally. Also, alcohol and tobacco are nowadays sold by commercialized industries, which profit great. So, why not weed?
So, you're under the impression that doing drugs is okay?
I mean, I think legalizing drugs has many benefits. They would be safer regarding the quality of drugs consumed because regulated drugs are safer anyway. Drugs sold by dealers are often cut with harmful substances, increasing the risk of severe side effects. Whereas legalized drugs will of course undergo certain criteria and law regulations, which in the end will make it somehow safer than drugs cut with harmful substances. Apart from that, cannabis is said to have health benefits for people with certain types of cancer. People say they have been cured at a certain stage by using cannabis. It can also help with minimizing seizures. And that's why I'm totally pro-cannabis.
Wow, that is a hot topic. It's interesting to hear all your opinions, especially if they are so different. Let's see if we can get one more opinion in before the news and weather with Julia. And here's our next caller. What do you have to tell the world?
Good morning. I simply had to call here myself after listening to these last two callers. Since I'm a lawyer, I always find it shocking to hear that people think legalizing cannabis means that there are no more rules or laws about it. There are still many regulations. For example, the fact that it is only legal for adults to buy cannabis and only in rather small amounts. In Canada, you can still get a fine or even a prison sentence for owning too much, and especially if you sell something to minors. Therefore, there are not any more risks for teenagers than before, because they still cannot acquire cannabis in a legal way. The shops where you can get it mostly have to be licensed for selling it, and therefore the authorities really care that these rules are obeyed.
That's very interesting. Can you tell us anything about other countries and their laws?
Well, to compare it to Germany, cannabis is only legal there if a doctor prescribes it to you as medicine. For this purpose, it is only cultivated and sold in a controlled environment. However, this does not stop anyone who wants it for other than medical reasons, although cities are still debating about whether it should be legalized or not. Since it cannot be controlled anyways, it would have more advantages to just make it legal here as well.
Do you have any advice?
Many people, especially parents, are worried about the possibility of becoming addicted to cannabis. What is important here is that the risk is only at about 9% for people who do not consume it daily. It is therefore much below the risk of other drugs, even alcohol. If you worry about cannabis, you should really start worrying about your children drinking beer with their friends regularly. As long as it is only consumed every now and then, cannabis should not have any long-term consequences. But if someone is still underage, it can have influences on the development of the brain.
And would you like to share your own opinion with us?
I actually don't have a clear opinion on this topic. I just think it is important that people know the facts before speaking in favor or against it. However, these laws mean that there is less work for me as a lawyer, which can be either positive or negative.
Thanks for calling. And I'm really excited about what our other listeners have to say. But first, let's get some music on.